Outlook. The town of Outlook has broken ground on a major seven-figure project that will set the stage for a sustainable water source to continue serving both the town and the local regional park. On Tuesday morning, October 3, officials with the town of Outlook together with representatives from the Calgary-based Strike Group, an energy and industrial construction company, met at the town's water treatment plant to make the announcement of a $7.35 million project aimed at major upgrades for the plant, as well as Outlook's raw water intake. Present for the groundbreaking ceremony were Outlook councillors Kyle MacLeod, Sharon Bruce, also serving as deputy mayor, Justin Turton, and Bob Stevenson, as well as Chief Administrative Officer Kevin True, Assistant SAO Rachel Sillers, Superintendent of Public Works Luke Lockhart and Associated Workers, Strike President Tyla Pazzi, Strike Vice President Blake Pazzi, Associated Engineering Infrastructure Division Manager Daryl Reines, and Arm River MLA Dana Skoropad. The event signified the initial stages of the monumental project, which will be funded in part by both the federal and provincial governments, as well as the town. The three-way funding model will see the Government of Canada provide up to $2,942,984, the Saskatchewan government provide up to $2,452,241, and the Town of Outlook will fund the remaining $1,962,235, as well as any additional costs. Construction is set to begin immediately on the project, and the work will involve upgrades to Outlook's water treatment plant and establishing a sustainable raw water source to serve both the town and the Outlook Regional Park. As well, it's being said that the project will also benefit rural partners accessing treated water that's supplied to the Eastside Water Pipeline utility in the rural municipality of Rudy, as well as the Rudy Landing development, and the raw water access supplied to Riverview Golf Course and the Outlook West Regional Pipeline Authority serving the village of Milden and the Deansmore and Milden Hutterite colonies. In statements provided, delegates highlighted the impact of the project and noted that Outlook is turning a significant corner as it pertains to water management in their community area. "We are thrilled to celebrate the groundbreaking of the raw water and water treatment plant upgrades project, a milestone reflecting our dedication to providing a reliable and effective water treatment system in communities across the country," said Terry Duguid, Parliamentary Secretary to the Prime Minister and Special Advisor for Water and Member of Parliament for Winnipeg South, on behalf of the Honourable Sean Fraser, Minister of Housing, Infrastructure, and Communities. Outlook's new water intake will ensure the continued well-being of residents and surrounding communities, while also supporting resilient and sustainable infrastructure for years to come. The Government of Saskatchewan is proud to invest more than $2.4 million in provincial funding toward this important Town of Outlook project that, when completed, will benefit area communities, residents, and businesses. Thanks to Outlook's leadership and working with various partners, they're playing a key role in keeping this province strong for this new decade and the years to come, said Dana Skoropad, MLA for Arm River, on behalf of the Honourable Don McMorris, Saskatchewan's Minister of Government Relations. "Thanks to investments from the federal and provincial governments, our community was in a much better position to move forward with this important water project that will benefit Outlook and our neighbors, positioning this region as an even more attractive place to start a business, build a career and raise a family," said Her Worship Maureen Whiterman, mayor of the Town of Outlook. Following a photo opportunity, people were invited to stay for a barbecue lunch and speak with strike representatives about the project.